1972, and this is John and Malachek bringing to you for the first time ever. This is John and Malachek. Mrs. Malachek, would you please tell us what you, what your first impressions of Fiji were when you got off the plane on June 28th?
Well, the part I saw about it was fairly empty. My first impressions of Mandi was kind of hard to tell because it was nighttime. I do remember the birds flying into the airport and seeing a lot of strange people. Then, after flying on an airplane from Mandi to Nasori, I was quite impressed by all the hills that I saw en route. Once arriving into the actual school, I was impressed by the people, how friendly they seemed, and how eager they were to meet me. Of course, I think it was curiosity, but even more than that, I think it was just the general atmosphere of here. At White's, I met his wife, Susie, who is a Fijian, and their little boy, Stevie. And then they also have living with them Domo, who is going to the primary school, and a couple of Susie's sisters. We had lunch there and sat around and talked.
And to make up for the lack of going out when I was home at Christmas, that night we saw three movies at the Cavies. And then the following night, we were back to the Cavies to watch another movie. And then then on Friday, the 30th, we went to Suva. And what did you think of Suva for your first time?
Well, to say the least, I was disappointed. It was crowded in that I had anticipated. And seeing the variety of people impressed me the most favorably. The shops seemed to have a lot of things for tourists, and yet what I was looking for, they had little or nothing. John and I had different ideas as to the dress I would wear in the wedding. And so when it came down to trying to find something that I wanted or liked, it was quite impossible. So that kind of added to the bad state of mind I had that day. After quite a bit of help from Trish, who's friends of our, the wife of a friend of ours, I finally got some material, pattern, all the necessary things to make the dress. Once that was accomplished, and with the help of John and, well, the Johns and Trish, I started enjoying Suva for its own sake.
And then on July 1st, 1 week before the wedding, we went over to see Father Bridgewater, who was out in his coffee bean field picking coffee beans. He came up and we showed him all the papers that Gail brought, and he was very happy with them, but had a little trouble with the ones that were written in German. What did you think of Father Bridgewater?
I have to chuckle every time I think of Father Bridgewater. He seems like a very nice man, but very out of touch with a lot of things. And he has such a slow manner about him. I can imagine what, you know, how he thinks, you know, very slow and not calculating. But, yeah, he kept on repeating himself and was just very delightful in that he was such a, I don't know, kind of a blah, easygoing person. So I can see it seems to fit in, I think, quite well with the Natovi mission and, you know, his work in life.
Okay, next let's hear the history of the wedding dress.
Well, everyone was very generous and I could use any sewing machine I think that was available. I ended up using one of Trevina Mitchell. The sewing machine was easy to use, and I started one day at her house. Felt bad when I interrupted them at their mealtime, but that seemed to go over quite well. Accomplished most of the sewing, putting together the dress the first day, and I'm glad I did. had great difficulty with lace, and once I was done with the sewing, I was quite happy to find out that I wouldn't have to invest in a veil, because Trevina sent over to her parents to get her veil and her sister's. Her parents live on the island Ovalau, which is we can see from here. I was also very fortunate in that Trevina's younger sister, Gwen, was going to be my bridesmaid. She's a very young girl and just turned 21 last week, which was July 21st. She had a pink dress made with the same pattern that I used. She also had a little flower arrangement in her hair. We both carried bouquets, which John and I bought in silver. We were disappointed as far as the bouquets were concerned, since for the price we paid for them, they weren't worth the money. With all the flowers available here in Fiji, we probably could have picked as nice or nicer bouquet in our backyard.
And now we're almost up to the wedding, but the best part was the stag party the night before, which was held down at Bob's house.
Yes, tell me all about it.
And we brought down the fast salt game, and we ended up playing with about three or four partners each, about 12 to 15 guys there. And it was, I think we were drinking for about 4 hours playing this game. And then the game sort of just suddenly ended, and everyone sat around in a stupor until John Murphy got up and made this big long speech about sharing and marriage and everything, and everybody rolling all over the floor. And after that, Bob, my Peace Corps, who acted as best man, snuck me out the back door, and I got home around midnight. Slept well and got up at 8 o'clock, got all dressed up, and Bob, Murphy, and I went over to the chapel and set up the tape recorder. And I just sat around and waited for about a half an hour until everybody else came. Didn't get to see what the wedding was like until we got to see the slides afterwards. But it seemed to me that everybody was nervous except for me and the priest. I was surprised because I thought for sure he's going to babble on and not say anything. But he had a down pat and was confident and really ran the show well.
Well, except for the time when he forgot his place and I think some type of reading.
Yeah.
And it took quite a while for him to locate, you know, which paragraph or whatever it is that he was supposed to be reading.
No, that's because he was using a special wedding book and then a regular mass book. And he lost his place in one and couldn't find it.
I was really glad that we had a mass with the wedding ceremony. I think it added to the wedding on the religious aspect, and also lengthen what usually is a very short service.
You'll hear the wedding ceremony on the other side of the tape, and there's only one trouble: we didn't run the tape through to get the stickiness out, so it sounds kind of wobbly. So you won't appreciate the singing done. We're just the local little children that are living at the mission. We were singing in the choir, and they had an organ there too, but it doesn't stand up too much in the tape. After the wedding, we just stood outside for a while, getting photos taken and shaking hands. And the only thing I really felt sorry about at the wedding was that I invited the prefects, the head boys around here, to come to the wedding, and I told them to arrange their own rides, and they didn't, so they had to walk the 3 miles to the church, and they got there after it was over. But so we made up for it at the reception, let them have some champagne, which we originally weren't going to give to them. And I was talking to them afterwards, and they thought that the chow was really good at the reception, but they didn't get enough champagne. And then same thing at the reception. It was really quite simple, just like the wedding, nothing extravagant. And I the whole thing seemed short to me. I didn't, you know, it was like I went in and went out again.
Right. Most of the people were having a good time at the reception, and especially us. Most of the food, like John said, it was easy. For the mere fact, everyone chipped in. So we, you know, could sample a variety of foods. The champagne, of course, added a very light touch. It seemed that the men were in either the room adjacent to where we ate, or out on the kind of like veranda or patio.